When you're plowing, you know the trench that the plow cuts? Do you call that the...
Trench?
Any other name?
I don't recall any other name.
Do you ever hear the fur?
Huh?
Furrows? Do you ever hear that?
Well, I don't know whether that's the fur or not, is it? I know I've heard the word fur, but I'm not sure whether that refers to that or something else.
Do you ever hear, when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow? I call him the lead horse or the wheel horse or nigh horse.
Well, sometimes they have a lead horse, I think. But,
what about
I really don't know too much about plowing. I've seen a lot of it done.
You know, when you're raising cotton, you have to get out there and thin the cotton out with a hoe. Mm. What do you say you're doing?
Chopping.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, no. No, I'm a city girl. I've visited in the country and all, but I never have. I picked cotton one time just for the heck of it down at my cousin's. Another cousin on the other side and I were visiting when we were in our teens, I guess, down at this White Ass Plantation that I was telling you about. Not that one, but another one near that White Ass Plantation. I don't know what that other plantation is called that we were on. My cousin lived there. And Adeline and I, just for the fun of it, we got out and picked cotton and put it in one of these little old houses that was out there on the place, and we were going to get Harvey to pay us for it, and I don't think we ever picked enough to pay us, and I've often wondered what he thought when he went out there and saw all that cotton in there.
Wait, what kind of grass grows up in the cotton?
Oh, all kinds. That Johnson grass is one they fight a lot, and there's another one called Texas grass.
What's that look like?
Oh, I don't know. It's real tough, and the blades will almost cut you.
You'd say cotton grows out in a
field.
And
cotton field.
Something smaller than a field. You call that a what?
Smaller than a field?
Well, say if you had some potatoes, you just grew a few of them, they'd grow out in the potato
patch.
Okay. How big would a patch be?
Oh, different sizes according to the family. How much, how big family they had, how much potatoes. Because potatoes is one of the pillars, you know. And if a person had a whole lot of children, they'd have a bigger potato patch than somebody that just had a few.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry water in?
Bucket.
What's the bucket made out of?
Well, some of them made out of granite, and some of them made out of tin, and some of them made of galvanized iron.
Some were made out of granite?
Yeah.
Like stones?
I don't know. It's really not, but it looks like stone. I guess it's some metal like tin or something that has a sort of a porcelain-like finish on it, put on it, and they call it granite. And it's gray, you know.
What would you milk in?
Oh, a milk in buckets.
Okay. And something you'd carry food to the hogs in, you'd call that?
We slop the hogs with. I don't know. They just take a pail. That's a bucket. Famous bucket.
You call that the slop?
Slop bucket?
Yeah.